After Frank Contreras immigrated to the United States in 2018, he was able to purchase health insurance as an asylum seeker through the state's exchange. But Contreras says he's the exception among his peers. Contreras, who runs a food delivery service, says most of the people he works and socializes with are immigrants, and most don't have insurance. On this particular Thursday afternoon, he's picking up an order at Min's restaurant in Pullman, Washington.
So I'm doing the deliveries here. They are immigrants too. I believe that they are living in Pullman for more than 50 years or 40 years.
While Contreras makes deliveries, we're talking about a waiver that was approved in December by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The waiver, effective next year through 2028, will make Washington the first state to offer qualified health and dental insurance plans to people regardless of their immigration status. Currently, close to 44% of Washington's 240,000 undocumented immigrants are uninsured, despite over 60% having lived in the U.S. for 10 years or more. Contreras says having access to that insurance could be a big help to some of the people he knows and help them save money. But immigrants need access to support when signing up for insurance.
I believe that if the information is clear and they understand very well, probably they could do it because they could save a lot of money, you know.
Michael Marchand is the chief marketing officer at the Washington Health Benefit Exchange. He says state employees are working to have the waiver implemented for enrollment by November 1st of this year, but they still have a lot to learn.
Probably the coolest thing about this program is it's never been done before. And probably the biggest threat to the program is it's never been done before.
Proponents of the waiver say expanding access to insurance will help reduce health disparities felt by immigrant populations. Anna Zamora Kapoor is an assistant professor and community liaison for the Health Equity Research Center at Washington State University. She says undocumented immigrants are at a higher risk of going undetected for chronic conditions such as diabetes and hypertension, and are also disproportionately exposed to health risks in sectors like farming and the service industry, where they account for major portions of the workforce.
They had to show up to work, and that exposed them disproportionately to the pandemic.
But Zamora Kapoor says even though the waiver has a lot of potential to reduce health disparities, it won't be enough on its own. So far, she says, most immigrant communities don't know the waiver exists.
We can do a lot of great legislation, but if we don't have the communities behind it, if we don't communicate what we do to the communities, all these efforts are not very fruitful.
Mary Jo Ibarra-Vega is the Outreach and Behavioral Health Coordinator at the Quincy, Washington Community Health Center. She says the state will need to work with clinics like hers, which already serve and have the trust of immigrant populations, to make the waiver a true success.
They're the ones who are going to probably push it. They're the ones who are going to be able to sell it. They're the ones who have credibility and trust in the community, because nobody else is going to be able to sell it.
If people are going to sign up, Contreras says, getting information from sources they trust will be essential.
They need to reach the real people that need these kind of benefits. It's different when you hear from someone that only speaks English than from someone that speaks the same language that you.
In Pullman, I'm Rachel Sun.